Next question is going to be Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, V-I-L-T-Z. She was born 10/28/48, put down 1/11/2026. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in her second benefit period, ending 1/27/26. This 77-year-old woman used to be in oil and gas. Used to work in oil and gas, period. She lives with her daughter, period. She's currently in hospice with history of CHF, low ejection fraction in parentheses, last ejection fraction reported as 28%, weakness, shortness of breath with rest, shortness of breath with activity and at rest. She also suffers from cardiomyopathy with low EF, dyslipidemia, atrial fibrillation, hypertension. Diabetes, gouty arthritis, diabetic neuropathy, hepatitis B, fatty liver, spinal stenosis, overactive bladder, depression, insomnia, and history of multiple falls, period. Patient tells me that because of a low EF, they tried to place a defibrillator slash pacemaker, but this was unsuccessful, and since then she has refused to allow them to do it again and has chosen to be admitted to hospice and palliative care, period. Actually, put that EF of 20%, not 28%, period. She belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4. She has bilateral lower extremity edema because of her CHF, period. Patient is both on diuretics, beta blockers, and ACE inhibitors, and vasodilators to control her symptoms, CHF. Despite that, because of her low EF, she remains dysmic at all times, period. She's on 2 liters of oxygen, period. She states that if she goes without her oxygen more than an hour, she gets very weak, period. She's trying to avoid salt. She's eating about 50% of her meals now, period. She has shown evidence of cardiac cachexia, period. Her right MAC is at 27 centimeter, period. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. And requires help with all her ADL because of her shortness of breath, period. Patient so true side was 98% on 2 liters, blood pressure 100 over 60. She was found to be quite tired and debilitated, period. Well, where you put she's in oil and gas, she's all the way, she's single and has one child. Her condition remains grave, given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Continues to remain hospice appropriate. Her MAC has dropped from 27 centimeters to 26 centimeters at this time. Put that in there, please. Okay, that's on Joyce, V-I-L-T-Z. Thank you.